Our first reading this morning, we hear from kind of the apex of St. Paul to the Romans. It's probably the most depth of his theology. And if we hear things today, I mean, for instance, like faith, righteousness, justification, the whole part of the sacrament of Jesus, just on and on and on and on. Kind of the deepest theology of St. Paul's proclamation of what he believes and what to this day we believe. And as, again, I shared a little bit this weekend in our bulletin article, I came right back again that Abraham did not doubt God's promise in unbelief. Rather, he was empowered by faith and gave glory to God. It's kind of a good thing I know myself how, again, just to hear that from another speaker, you know, the bishop from Nebraska, and also just the reminder in my own heart that, you know, what we're doing is for God, and what we need is faith. And I want to just share personally in some ways of the faith that I truly believe in. One is the faith that, for instance, that I obviously live in our Diocese of Duluth. When I was ordained to be a priest, it was one of the most peaceful thing of the job as a priest is that I don't have to decide anything. Bishop Paul Service said to me to be assigned at St. John the Evangelist in Duluth, and then after to be assigned at St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban. I really don't have to decide anything. That's very freedom, where I don't have to think every night, oh, I want to go to this church, I want to go to that church. No, I think that's one part that I believe personally, that Bishop's my shepherd and I just have to follow him and praise God. And then there are types of my faith that sometimes I want to try to think of things and you know, new ideas and such. And sometimes I truly believe that's from God or the Holy Spirit. Other times it might be personally. And sometimes that's where the faith comes in. And in my heart, it's like, is that God? Is that me? Let me bring that to prayer. I think I hope for every one of you that what is your faith? Because we're not robots. We're not computer engines that God just types in what he wants for us. I mean, we have a brain too. And each of us might have ideas. Really because God has given us talent. So there's another one for me too, to think about kind of what I was writing about that bulletin article. And again, I think, I believe in a lot of different things. We continue to grow, especially as we still continue. But it's amazing myself because we're still doing well. I mean, obviously I'd like to see more people at our church, more people at our school, at St. Columban and St. Thomas Aquinas. But if you look at financial things, like, we're doing well in a very brutal economy. And that's because we have faith in God. And I think sometimes we might be, like myself, I might be going on the wrong rabbit track or trail, if you will, where I, all right, this is what I want. And then God might, all right, let's go from there and boom. So I think, as St. Paul said about Abraham and also Rahab, about, I think, just that gut belief and faith that something's going beyond yourself. And that's a journey in our lives. You know, as somewhat a young person, you know, I have many years to go to really hone in my spiritual journey. But I can tell right away, okay, God has asked me to do this right now. And sometimes that's very quick. For instance, I know one time I was going by the hospital and I heard that there was somebody that was in the hospital, that a young lady that was going through a difficult time and with depression and stuff, and I just it was like my heart was pounding, and it's like, Father, you need to be there. And those are awesome, the ones that are just right away, and you know, like, God is telling you to do something. And then there are times you might think, boy, is that true? Is that myself? Is that him? I would recommend, do it. Whether it's yourself or God, and maybe he's proud of you for it. And other times, you know, again, we might think, I want this, I want that, I want this. And to be kind of checked in with our prayerfulness and our relationship and our conversation with God. So once again, Abraham did not doubt God's promise, nor should we in unbelief. Rather, he was empowered by faith and gave glory to God. And that's what we want to do as well.